The podcast you're about to listen to is an award-winning erotic podcast. Oh, wait, this is the disclaimer. So I should tell you that it contains graphic situations. Yeah, yeah. Be warned, not safe for work. There you go. Thanks for listening.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour, and this week we have a story from sex and disability activist Kaz Killjoy. I know you need something to look forward to. I know you need a little joy in your life. And so I want to tell you about the next Body Storytelling live stream, where you get to come together with other members of the Body Storytelling community to share a few hours of stories and community and faces. Don't you just love faces? Zoom is making it possible for us to still come together. And I'm so excited every 2 weeks to see your names come in, to see your faces on screen, to know that we have this time together, no matter what. Our theme for Saturday, August 29th, is going to be Fuck Buddies. That's right. There was a disclaimer at the top, so I can say stuff like fuck buddies now. And you know that song, the unicorn song that Rachel Lark wrote? She wrote that for a fuck buddy show, a birthday show of mine in San Francisco. So you never know what's going to happen at a fuck buddy show. As a matter of fact, I got a spot left. So if you'd like to have a distraction from everything that is COVID and quarantine and shelter in place, pitch me your story. We might be able to get you in time to be part of the show on Saturday, August 29th. Tickets are available in the show notes for this episode and also on the Body Storytelling website. Get them as soon as possible. Oh, and here's a pro tip. We have added this new level called Voyeur. So the exhibitionists love that they can be on camera and they can be in drag. They can be furries. They can be kinksters. They could be Muppets and pirates and clowns. Exhibitionist is the highest level, and you're on screen. But if you choose Voyeur, you get all of the benefits of the private chat, the watching the behind the scenes, everything, but you don't have to turn your camera on. So if you're shy or you're introverted, you can still be a part of the show without having to show your face. At our last show, it was immensely popular. We sold a ton of those tickets. So look for the Voyeur ticket. Maybe you want to be on camera and you want to be an exhibitionist, or choose any of the other levels of ticketing that we have. Remember, ticket links are in the show notes and at bodystorytelling.com. Hey there, how's your week going? So I just want to know who's been talking about Fight Club, because we are getting a whole lot of press right now. I'm totally confused. I mean, usually to get press, you need a public relations person or some sort of PR team. And, you know, Body Storytelling is a little bitty thing. But somehow, we are getting a ton of international press. I did an interview a week and a half ago with the Sunday Times in the UK. I just did an interview with one of the main newspapers in Israel. As far as I know, neither one of those are out yet. If you find them, please send them to me because I'm looking for them, especially if you live in the UK and you can get a print copy of that interview with the Sunday Times. But yesterday, I learned that we got a best of for erotic podcasts from the Sun UK, the Scottish Sun, and the Irish Sun. So, you know, just Ireland, Scotland, and the UK. No big deal. And this morning I woke up and we were mentioned in Morgensbladet, I know I said that wrong, MBL, in Iceland, which is one of the main newspapers in Iceland. And I love the fact that they're like, big deals in erotic podcasts right now. Oprah's talking about them, Demi Moore, and then there's Dixie De La Tour. So, you know, who doesn't want to wake up to an article that talks about Oprah, Demi Moore, and me? Just us. Just hanging out. Just changing the world. It feels really good that Body is growing from this tiny little show that I started 13 years ago that was a potluck where I made a couple of pans of homemade mac and cheese and gave people a space to tell their stories. Stories that they couldn't tell anywhere else. Now the world's catching up. Now the world's getting it. Now Demi Moore has an erotic podcast, I hear. I'm going to check that out. So thank you for supporting me for all these years. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I know I should have gotten on that podcast thing a lot sooner than I did. I'm so in love with faces. I'm so in love with walking up and hugging people and supporting them and watching them do something scary and getting to sit right next to them on the stage and watch their terror and fear turn into elation and feeling invincible. I love being there for that. And who knows how long it's going to be before we can have a live show again. I'm so glad that we have Marty Garcia to make this podcast. I'm so glad that Marty is helping us make a live stream so that Body can continue for who knows how long we're going to be at this stage of things. Thank God the path was already laid. Thank God we can continue to come together in this way. I'm so glad you're here. Get ready for a great story. We talk a lot about physical health and mental health, but what about sexual health? Whether you hit the gym, take a walk, or meditate, if you want to take care of your whole self, you need to prioritize your pleasure along with your body and mind. But you can put your well-being first with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. They add new content every week, so there's always more to explore. The stories are relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there. And there's something for everyone, whoever and whatever you're into. Find stories about spontaneous hookups with hot strangers, getting closer with a sexy yoga instructor, that one you can't stop thinking about, or even stories about trying a new toy together and getting tied up. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. Their wellness sessions can also help you unlock new confidence or heighten intimacy with your partner. And remember, it's stories. So act now. They add new ones every week, so you'll never get bored. Spice things up today. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Dixie. The story you're about to hear changes lives. We had this story recently on the Body Storytelling live stream. And as I was listening to the story, I was watching in the chat as people were going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I know of at least one person who was listening to this story at the time who started understanding their own medical history because of details in this story. Details make this story, and the stories change lives. So now we decided that we should put it on the podcast as soon as possible so maybe it can change even more lives than it already has. So I'm going to tell you about your storyteller. Kaz Killjoy is a cryptsex agitator, disability activist, educator, writer, storyteller, and general pain in the ass who focuses on the things that make most people uncomfortable. Accessibility, sex and kink, pain, disability and illness, death and poverty, advocacy, and technological security. They are a co-founder of the Disability and Sexuality Access Network and a founding board member of the Kinder Foundation. You can find them at Kaz Killjoy and at connectwithkaz.com. We'll have links to that in the show notes. This storyteller is Kaz Killjoy.
Washington, D.C. Yes, go Kaz.
People always want to know how I got into the world of disability and sexuality. And usually I tell people that I'm disabled and that I really like sex, but that's a very short and simplified explanation. So tonight I'm going to tell you the full story. It started with a pain in my fucking ass. Not me being a pain in the ass, that part came later, but having excruciating pain in my ass, that's what started things. So we're going to flash back to 2002, and I'm 21. By this point in my life, I'm already describing myself as obsessed with knowing absolutely everything I can about sex. I read everything I can, I watch everything I can, I do everything I can, and I do my best to have a lot of sex all the time. On one particular rainy Sunday night in November, I find myself at a bar in the District of Columbia called the Blue Room. I'm there to listen to a friend of mine DJ, but I'm multitasking. I'm already in my second year of organizing a conference about anarchist feminism when I have an idea for an entirely new conference. So here I am, sitting at a bar. I'm passionately scribbling away in my notebook. I'm not realizing that straight men consider that an invitation to talk. And so many men are taking me up on that invitation. I can't tell them apart. And there are so many that I can't remember their names. There's one guy in particular. We're gonna call him Steve. He's out celebrating a big win with his soccer team. Steve is very interested in what I'm writing about. But as I begin to tell him more detail about all the different workshops that I want to have at this conference, sessions like sex and cars, sex and food, and lots of different sessions about all manner of kinky things, he says there is someone else that I just have to meet. I don't usually get passed off in bars, but okay. So Steve leaves my side to gather someone from the other side of the bar. He comes back with another guy. Let's call him Dave. Who I quickly get into a flirtatious, hot, and sexy conversation with about dominance and submission and giving and receiving pain during sex and so much more. All of the men who have approached me, it's Dave who sparks my interest, and he ends up turning me on. I'm literally squirming on my bar seat with pleasure, so I feel a huge thrill when he asks me if I want to go back to his hotel with him. And the whole time Dave and I are talking, the first guy, Steve, has remained glued to our sides. It's kind of weird. When I tell Dave that yes, I definitely want to leave with him, Steve chimes in that they're staying at the Marriott Key Bridge Hotel on the other side of the Potomac in Virginia. Steve asks if we need to get a taxi. And just as I'm wondering, why is Steve coming with us? Dave tells me that he's sharing a hotel room with his brother. And I ask Dave, oh, is your brother here? And he gives me this really weird look and points at Steve and says, yeah, he introduced us. And I laugh and I say, oh, I didn't know that you're brothers. And now they're both looking at me weird. We're identical twins. I swear they look nothing alike to me, but I've never been good with faces and telling people apart visually, so I don't think much of it. Gets to be last call, so we leave the bar and I drive them to their hotel. We get up to their hotel room, and it doesn't take long before Dave and I are all over each other. As my clothes start coming off, Steve gets up from the other bed and asks if he can join in. Well, why the fuck not, right? I am enjoying the hell out of myself. Mouths and hands are moving all over me, and their faces are blurring around me. Steve is behind me as I lean backward and raise my legs in a V so that Dave can finger me better. Steve grabs my legs and I pull them farther back until they are easily behind my head. Holy shit, you're bendy. Yeah, kind of always have been. And as I'm bent backward with my legs behind my neck, I'm leaning against Steve's embrace as he plays with my tits and my hair. Dave is kneeling in front of me and slowly starts increasing the number of fingers he's putting inside of me. Then he uses his other hand to add a finger in my ass. There is a growing puddle beneath me, all my wetness and cum and lube, but not Uber lube because Uber lube wasn't out yet, mixing together to make things very slippery. Dave uses this to his advantage, and before I know it, I have one of his hands in my cunt and the other in my ass. I'm being double-fisted, and it feels like nothing I've ever experienced before. I feel full and fulfilled, and as my entire pelvic region is stretched with pleasure, oh my God, it was amazing. I don't know if you've ever been fisted before, let alone double-fisted with your legs wrapped around your neck, but it can leave you feeling pretty sore. So as I'm waking up the next morning, I'm not surprised that I'm in pain. But this is pain that I've never experienced before, and it's not in my genitals. It's in my left ass cheek. It feels like it is on fire. And as I gingerly touch it, I feel a giant knot the size of a fucking grapefruit beneath the skin. What the fuck is that? I managed to drag myself home and immediately call my doctor. He has me go into his office, and he's pretty dismissive of my pain. He gives me some corticosteroid injections and referral to physical therapy, then he sends me on my way. The steroid injections, they don't help. The physical therapy, that doesn't help either. The pain doesn't go away. I try visiting every type of doctor and practitioner I can think of. Rheumatologists, orthopedists, physical therapists, acupuncturists, chiropractors, psychiatrists, therapists. It doesn't matter who I see. The pain doesn't stop. And for 9 years, it burns in my left ass cheek. It feels like I have lava in there, constantly on fire, persistently swirling in a never-ending circle on that side of my ass. And the pain grows in size over the years, settling into the front of my left leg and into my groin. On good days, it feels like fire. But on bad days, it feels like I'm being continually sliced open by that fire. And while trying to find a way to stop the pain, I start seeking ways to manage it. I quickly figure out that one of my favorite activities, kinky sex, helps me ignore the pain. By receiving pain and even by giving pain, as well as being sexually submissive and sexually dominant, the pain slips to the back of my mind and even stays there for hours after having sex. It's one of the few reprieves that I get from the pain. And in 2011, I finally have a new primary care doctor who takes the pain seriously. She sends me to an orthopedist who decides to order an MRI of my left hip. Now, before, all the doctors have been focusing on my head or on my spine, telling me that it was all psychosomatic or that it was referred pain from my sacrum. But the pain wasn't in my head. It was in my ass, or more specifically, in my left hip. The orthopedist says that my hip is fucked the fuck up, and he refers me to a doctor who specializes in fucked up hips. It's May of 2011. And in September of 2011, I undergo a major hip surgery. Among other damage, I shredded my cartilage in the hip socket, developed tears in a ligament, and had the worst inflammation that my orthopedic surgeon had ever seen. When I wake up from the surgery, oh my God, I begin to cry. The pain is gone. In just a few hours of surgery, nine years of complete agony came to an end. It's heaven until it isn't. A few months after that hip surgery, the pain comes back. Not as bad as the first time, but still enough to be limiting and challenging, a total pain in the ass. My orthopedist operates on me again in 2013, but this time when I wake up, the pain remains. I don't know what to do, and my doctor doesn't really have an answer. It is my new physical therapist who figures out what's actually going on. She tells me she thinks I have this condition that I can never remember the name of, something with a weird name that I've never heard of before. In session after session, I ask her to tell me more about it and to repeat the name because I can't seem to commit it to memory. Finally, she writes it down for me, and I take the information to my primary care doctor, and she writes me a referral to a geneticist. A geneticist is the only one who can provide a diagnosis for this mysterious condition that seems to be the source of all of my weird medical problems. The trouble is, there's a waiting list to see the geneticist with my insurance. So 2 years later, it's August of 2017, and I finally get to have my appointment. The geneticist confirms that I have a genetic disorder and that it affects my collagen. Specifically, the collagen my body makes is defective. Collagen is a protein found in every part of the body. It helps bind connective tissue, which is pretty much all of the body that is not muscle or nerves. It's in your tendons and ligaments, cartilage and bones, blood and teeth and eyes and brain. And because my collagen is defective, my body does all sorts of weird things that most other people's bodies don't do. It makes me very bendy, for one, and it also causes neurocognitive impairment, such as face blindness. And that is why I was able to bend my legs around my neck, and that's why I can't recognize faces and couldn't tell the twins apart on that night that led me to getting this diagnosis. A diagnosis which has made my entire life suddenly make sense. Everything seemed to fall into place. It was like winning the lottery. During all of those years spent trying to find an answer for the pain in my ass, I taught myself how to be a total pain in the ass about certain things. Specifically, I discovered that I had learned stuff that other people really wanted to know about. Disability and sex, chronic pain and kink as management, advocacy and system navigation, accessibility and safety. And to my amazement, I found out that I was pretty good at helping people with what I taught myself, and that people wanted me to teach them. That was a huge shock to me, because for the longest time, I had a really low sense of self-worth. But getting to this point where I started helping other people, that changed. So in 2002, when coming out with ideas for a sex conference, I had no idea that it would lead me to a one-night stand that would give me an excruciating pain in my fucking ass for 18 years. I didn't know that this would be the catalyst for building the life that I have now. So despite how the pain is limiting and terrible, I wouldn't undo that night with the twins. I wouldn't miss any part of it. I've found myself through the pain, and I've found the things that I'm really good at. Advocating, educating, agitating, and being a total pain in the ass on behalf of myself and others. I would do it again because it brought me to who and where I am now. And because getting fucked like that was amazing. So I have zero regrets. Woo!
I grabbed a beer, threw it up, said 2020 is my year, bitches. And I honestly thought that that was true, until I gave this motherfucker like a month or two. This is getting kind of ridiculous at this point. Yo, my cat died in a global pandemic, took over my life, and I put out some music that nobody liked. So I got really sad and bored at the same time, and that's why I'm like, low-key, fuck 2020. Still sad, still ain't got no money. I ain't got a watch up on my wrist, I just got some shit I gotta fix. Yo, low-key, fuck 2020. I don't know about everybody else, but I think that I am kinda done. Can we just get to 2021? Please, low key, fuck 2020. Hold up. Okay, that was a lot. The problems I got are honestly probably not that bad when I compare them to some shit y'all have. But I'm just stating the facts. This year is just whack. Emotionally, I am lonely and anxious and mad. Feel me on that. Low key, fuck 2020. Still sad, still ain't got no money. I ain't got a watch up on my wrist, I just got some shit I gotta fix. Yo, low key, fuck 2020. I don't know about everybody else, but I think that I am kinda done. Can we just get to 2021?
just like chill for like 2 minutes.
Low key, fuck 2020.
Well, that headed off in a direction you weren't expecting, didn't it? That was Low Key Fuck 2020 by Avenue Beat. And by the way, the name of the disease that Kaz Killjoy could not remember was Ehlers-Danlos Syndrome, or EDS. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. Right now is seriously one of the scariest times of my life. I have always made my entire living off of tickets as an event producer. And now that's no longer possible. You are keeping a roof over my head by supporting me on Patreon. Patreon is keeping the lights on. It really is. And if you support us on Patreon, I want to give you something in return for your faith and your investment in Body. If you support Body at the $10 a month or up level, you get free live stream tickets. The live stream happens every 2 weeks. You get free live stream replays. The replay lives only on Patreon. You get behind the scenes interviews. You get story coaching. I'm working on new things right now to give back to my Patreon supporters. So if you go to patreon.com/body and give it whatever level you can, it means that Body can continue during this god-awful time. I'm not the most trusted person in the world. Sometimes it's really hard to have faith. But the support that I'm getting on Patreon makes me feel hope. And hope is desperately needed right now. So go to patreon.com/body. And thanks in advance for your support. It's the end. But before we go, I want to say thank you to the people and the places and the things that make this podcast episode possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer David Grossoff. Thank you to video archivist Joe Moore. Thank you to Uberlube, too. Thank you, Uberlube, for supporting the Body live stream. And you guys, if you haven't seen it yet, show up a little early for the next live stream. We have Donal Mooney, who is this brilliant video guy, creating custom Uberlube cartoons. For us, the last one just made me scream. I started the show screaming in joy because they're just amazing. They're just incredible. Be sure to show up early for the next live stream, so you can see the Uberlube cartoon. Thank you to you for listening. I'd love it if you'd write me a review on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you do it is great, but if you write it on Apple Podcasts, I'm like one away from 500 reviews. So close. And if you could just write us a review, it would mean I'd hit a number. And you know how it is right now. Every single little thing matters. I'd love to hit 500 this week. So give us a review. Thanks in advance for doing that. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour. This has been episode 137 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.